Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. I'm Larry Mantle. This is Air Talk. Hope your day's off to a terrific start. Later this hour, we'll talk about whether mathematical modeling can predict the future. There are actually some scientists who believe it's possible to do that. Most historians think that's ridiculous. And we'll talk about that debate coming up later this hour. But first, the history that we focus on is one with intense significance for Armenian Americans and Armenians around the world. On Saturday, President Biden released a statement marking the 106th anniversary of the massacre of Armenians under the Ottoman Empire. The president wrote, "Each year on this day, we remember the lives of all of those who died in the Ottoman era Armenian genocide and recommit ourselves to preventing such an atrocity from ever occurring again. Today, as we mourn what was lost, let us also turn our eyes to the future, toward the world that we wish to build for our children, a world unstained by the daily evils of bigotry and intolerance, where human rights are respected and where all people are able to pursue their lives in dignity and security. Let us renew our shared resolve to prevent future atrocities from occurring anywhere in the world, and let us pursue healing and reconciliation for all the people of the world." I'd like to hear from you, particularly if you're Armenian American, your response to President Biden making that statement a historic first for an American president. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk or post on the AirTalk Facebook page. With me is Democratic Member of Congress Adam Schiff, whose Glendale-Burbank area district includes one of the largest populations of Armenian Americans anywhere in our country. And for many years, Congressman Schiff has tried to get the United States government to formally acknowledge the genocide of Armenians. Congressman Schiff, good to have you with us again.
Thank you, Larry. It's good to be with you.
So share with us your thoughts when you found out this statement was coming.
Well, I was just thrilled. I had been making calls to the White House and talking with cabinet members and organizing letters to the president from members of Congress. And of course, I've been carrying the genocide resolution for 20 years. So I was thrilled to get the news and then to spend the day with my constituents. And as you can imagine, there were a lot of tears of relief, frankly, that the United States at the very highest levels of our government had finally acknowledged the pain, the trauma, the death, the genocide of so many of their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents.
What do you think led to an American president doing this? I mean, is much of it the already frayed relationship with Turkey?
You know, I think it was several things. First, Joe Biden brought a long history to this issue. He was very vocal about the Armenian genocide as a senator. He understood the history very well. He understood the pain the community feels from decades and decades of denial. But he also came into office with a strong backing from Congress on the issue. The Congress took up the bill I introduced last session, and it passed with 405 votes. That was the first time in decades that a genocide resolution passed in the House, and a unanimous voice vote in the Senate passed a like measure. So he knew that if he did take this step, that he would enjoy the bipartisan support of Congress. And then finally, it's the issue you mentioned, Larry, which is the drift away from the United States by Turkey. Turkey becoming increasingly an autocratic state. Turkey is now the leading jailer of journalists in the world. Turkey's buying air defense systems from Russia, which are incompatible with NATO. So there's already been a drift, and I think the rationale for continuing to carry Turkish water on genocide, which was never supportable, was just something that President Biden couldn't abide.
We invited the Consul General of the Republic of Turkey in Los Angeles to join us today, but the office of the Consul General instead released this statement to us. Turkey rejects the statement by the President of the U.S. Genocide is a specific crime, not a generic term defined by international law. None of the conditions defined by the international law have been met that would warrant the use of genocide concerning the events of 1915. Furthermore, there is no judgment of a competent international court which classifies the events of 1915 as genocide. To the contrary, two judgments of the European Court of Human Rights in 2015 and 2017 clearly confirm that the events of 1915 constitute a matter of legitimate debate. President Biden's statement will hurt our bilateral relations and undermine dialogue efforts for peace and stability in the region. That statement given to us by the Consul General of the Republic of Turkey in Los Angeles. Congressman Schiff, your response to that statement?
Well, the overwhelming majority, really every credible expert on genocide, recognized the Armenian genocide as an illustration of genocide. The historic facts really aren't in doubt. Indeed, the Holocaust survivor who coined the term genocide, Raphael Lemkin, pointed to the annihilation of the Armenians as exactly what the term was meant to describe, because at the time of the Armenian genocide, that word had not been invented yet. It took World War II and the Holocaust for Lemkin to come up with a word to describe the horror of that crime against humanity. So this is the same, frankly, nonsensical argument we've heard from Turkey for years and years. They have invested so much in the denial of their own past that they view it as a great insult to Turkishness to even talk about the genocide. They make it a crime in Turkey to do so, but the history is what it is, and it clearly was a genocide.
The Consul General says this undermines dialogue efforts for peace and stability in the region. Do you think that there is the potential of this to delay or keep stability from happening in the region?
No, I don't. First of all, I think the only way to get to true peace and reconciliation is through an acknowledgement of the facts of history. That kind of a peace can't be durable and built on a lie, particularly when that lie involves the murder of 1.5 million people. But more than that, in the absence of recognition, look what we saw happen 4 months ago when Azerbaijan, with the aid of Turkey, embarked on war against the Armenian people in Artsakh, killing thousands, forcing tens of thousands to flee. It didn't stop them from embarking on this kind of murderous campaign. And Erdogan at the time spoke glowingly of recreating the Ottoman Empire and of the Armenian genocide. So there's a very contemporary importance to recognition, not just vis-a-vis the events of a century ago.
Again, I would love to hear from AirTalk listeners, particularly Armenian Angelenos, sharing your thoughts about this official acknowledgement by President Biden on Saturday. We're at 866-893-KPECC. How did your family members react to this? 866-893-5722. Cody in Burbank, share with us your response, please.
Hey, Larry, thank you so much for having me. And Congressman Schiff, you know, thank you so much for being a really vocal advocate on this issue. I just wanted to share my family's personal story, which I think is really important to the diaspora and really important to educating those who haven't heard the real atrocities. But my family of Armenians fled during the genocide, went to France, where my grandparents were born, and then had to flee there because of World War II. So, you know, all across the diaspora are individuals that are carrying, you know, multi-generational trauma, violence, fleeing violence, this constant feeling of being in flux, in motion. That is part of the experience of being Armenian, and that is part of why so many of us care and still feel connected. I have to say this announcement on Saturday, critically important. My grandparents are no longer alive, but it was really important to them that the United States acknowledged this when they moved to America, and it, for decades it was not addressed. That really felt like a personal sting. So I'm proud of our president, and as an American, Armenian-American, I think this is a critical first step.
Cody, great to have you with us. Thanks for being our first call on this. Congressman Schiff, a quick thought on Cody's comment, and then I know you have to go.
Well, you know, this is what I've heard from so many of my Armenian constituents, that that it's been a continuing trauma. It's often described as an open wound, that the country, their adopted country, those that immigrated here, wouldn't recognize their suffering, wouldn't recognize the facts of what happened to their families. And I think there's just relief after so many broken promises. Many presidents came to office saying they would recognize the genocide and then didn't. But also a sense that they have fulfilled promises they made to their ancestors, that they would keep this issue alive, that they would seek recognition and justice.
All right. Congressman, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congressman Adam Schiff, whose district of Glendale, Burbank, and surrounding communities has one of the largest populations of Armenians anywhere in the country or around the world, for that matter. We're talking about President Biden's Saturday acknowledgement that the massacre of hundreds of thousands, not over a million, Armenians during World War I by the Ottoman Empire was genocide. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Also joining us to provide response to Saturday's announcement is from the Armenian National Committee of America's Western Region, Communications Director Alex Galitsky. Mr. Galitsky, good to have you back with us on AirTalk. How are you feeling a couple days after this announcement?
Well, thank you so much for having me, first of all. And I think within the community, there's just overwhelming sense of emotion and I think hope as well, having finally seen the genocide recognized. This was really the effort of generations and generations of tireless advocacy that brought us to this point. And of course, our friends, our congressional allies like Representative Schiff, who have been there with us for so much of this journey and have helped us bring us to this point. I think for our community, this goes a long way towards helping heal some of that trauma that we still live with, having seen the stories of our community and the genocide denied for so long. It's also a very important step towards the justice that is owed the Armenian community 106 years after this crime was perpetrated. But also takes on, I think, very specific meaning for us today, as we see Armenia faces so many of the same genocidal threats now as it did 106 years ago, with what Representative Schiff mentioned in terms of Azerbaijan and Turkey's invasion of Artsakh this last year. So there's definitely added weight to this commemoration and a strong sense that this is just the first step on the long road to justice for our community, and that we now must need to turn our eyes to the ongoing challenges and threats the Armenian people face in their ancestral lands.
Daniel in Glendale, good to have you calling in with us on Air Talk. How has your family responded to Saturday's acknowledgement of this being genocide?
Hi, Larry. I think there's a lot of relief, and I feel like many Armenians feel like this is a step in the right direction, definitely. Considering the last administration's kind of relationship with Turkey, I think it's kind of a breath of fresh air that President Biden has acknowledged it. And I think, you know, my parents are, you know, they're definitely thrilled. And my grandparents are very excited. One of my grandfathers has passed away, but I'm sure if he was still alive today, he'd be, you know, emotional and very excited about, you know, the announcement by the president. And I think a lot of the, like I said, older Armenians, they're definitely, you know, it hits a very deep chord with them because their parents and their grandparents were directly you know, affected by the genocide, and they had to leave Armenia and go to countries like Syria and Lebanon. So, you know, I think everyone's very happy right now.
Daniel, when you were growing up, is this something that you heard stories from your family about the genocide during World War I?
Yeah, I mean, my great-grandparents, are from modern day like Western, like Turkey, where most of the where a lot of Armenians were living, and they were definitely persecuted and had to flee. My great grandfather was orphaned, and he was separated from his brother. So, you know, it caused a lot of tragedy and a lot of deep, like, wounds for our family. But, yeah, I mean, we always heard about these stories, and it really made us grateful to be living here. And, you know, it's, yeah.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much. Appreciate your calling in. Chloe in Santa Monica. Chloe, what was your reaction when you heard this?
You know, I was obviously very relieved and happy to hear that the Armenian genocide is finally recognized in the U.S. We've been fighting for this for over a century, but it still leaves a lot of open questions as to how the U.S. is going to help Armenians currently, especially the situation now in Armenia and Artsakh. You know, there's a ton of POWs still being held captive by Azerbaijan, and monuments of historical significance being destroyed. And so I'm just curious to know how the U.S. and the rest of the international community will facilitate just recovery from that, releasing of POWs, and also reparations from all the land and lives lost by Turkey and Azerbaijan more recently.
Chloe, I appreciate your call. Alex Galitsky of the Armenian National Committee of America's Western Region. You want to tag on to the comments Chloe was making about the current conflict?
Absolutely. I think right now it is critically important that we now move from recognition as a rhetorical gesture to now recognition informing U.S. policy towards the region. As Chloe mentioned, there are a number of outstanding issues when it comes to the POWs who are being tortured, when it comes to the ongoing aggression against the Armenians by Azerbaijan, the destruction of cultural heritage, the mass displacement crisis we have. The United States now needs to look in towards enforcing this policy of genocide recognition and acknowledging the ongoing genocidal threats that exist to this day. That means enforcing restrictions on military assistance to Azerbaijan, imposing sanctions on Turkey and Azerbaijan for their involvement in war crimes and human rights abuses, sanctioning specific individuals involved directly in the commissioning of these war crimes, and providing humanitarian assistance to Armenia to support reconstruction, rehabilitation, restoration in the wake of this conflict. There is still so much that needs to be done. It's important to stress that this is just one step in the long road to justice ahead for our community, but an important step. And I think in doing so, the symbolism of this step specifically is that the United States has now ended the longest foreign gag rule over U.S. policy by standing up to Turkey and acknowledging the genocide, and demonstrated that human rights can no longer be a commodity that can be bartered over, that human rights and atrocity prevention should now be elevated to the level of a moral and political imperative in this country. And now we hope that that will be reflected in U.S. policy towards Turkey and Azerbaijan in light of their ongoing abuses against the Armenian people.
All right. Thank you, Alex Galitsky. Good to have you with us again on Air Talk. We appreciate it very much. Talking about Saturday's statement released by President Biden, in which he referred to the massacre of hundreds of thousands, if not more than a million Armenians, by the Ottoman Empire as a genocide, not just as a massacre during wartime. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. We have much more to talk about, including how California colleges and universities and schools across the country are dealing with vaccination. Are they going to require it pretty much across the board or not? We'll be back in 1 minute.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.